Macabre misfortune.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 36 of Macabre Misfortunes.
Hey.
Tracy, this is a story that you will not
about
believe.
About a man named Jed, poor man. Oh, sorry. Sorry. So I want to tell you about a story about a man named Jed.
Are you done?
Yeah. All right. Sorry.
This is a story that you're not going to believe. And by the end, you'll be upset and frustrated and probably a little bit pissed off.
Oh, great. So I'm going to have a toot after this story.
Well, this is going to go along with the lines of the couple of stories that we've done in the past. Remember the lady that fell through the walls in between the two walls and then the lady that got trapped in the closet.
Yeah.
This kind of goes along that lines, except there's a level of incompetency here that just really puts this story over the top. So we're going to talk about what happened to Bernard Gore. He was a 71-year-old retired barber from Tasmania.
Okay.
He and his wife of 50 years, Angela, they come to Sydney, Australia to visit their daughter back in January of 2017. Actually, they came in December of 2016.
Mm-hmm.
But the incident happened in January of the new year. So whenever they would come to visit, his wife would always go to the Westfield Shopping Center there, which was a huge mall. Huge.
Hoogie.
Bernard would usually wait a little bit longer and leave on his own to come meet her for lunch at the mall at this little place, the food court that they really liked.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd get her time to shop and then he'd come up afterwards.
They ain't trying to follow her around and all that.
Right. Well, on January 6th, 2017, his wife left to go to do her usual shopping there. Bernard said that he would meet her a little while later. Everything's as usual. Now, it's important to point out that he had made this trip several times over the years by himself, but he was starting to deal with dementia.
Oh.
So Mr. Gore leaves his daughter's house to go to the mall. He had left earlier than he needed to because he said he wanted to do a little bit of shopping. His wife got to the food court and she stood there waiting on him. She was a little bit early because she knew he was going to be there at a certain time. She gets there, she's waiting on him, and she starts to become a little bit concerned because now she's been here 15, 20 minutes. He still hasn't shown up.
Okay.
She calls the house and finds out, yes, he had left the house sometime before. Shouldn't be any issue. He should be there. Well, Bernard's son had actually bought him a watch with GPS on it so the family could kind of keep track of him.
Oh, that's a good idea.
But apparently the watch wasn't working,
So
he wasn't wearing it this day. After waiting a while, Miss Gore started looking all over the mall. She waited there for about 2 hours.
Oh, wow. That's a long time.
She starts looking all over the mall, which the name of the place is actually the Westfield Bondi Junction. That's the name of the mall. This place is huge. 7 floors of stores and restaurants.
Wow.
7. And not only that, there is a bunch of hidden to the public almost tunnels, not tunnels, but backward rooms that lead out to the back of all the stores.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The family can't find him. And, she can't find him in the mall. She gets the family involved. And now the family's looking everywhere for him. They're looking at his route that he would have taken.
Yeah.
Nothing. The police were called. Now, they didn't call the police immediately. They called the police a couple days later. Yeah, because they waited for him to try to show up and do everything they could, but then they called the police because he had disappeared before, and they were able to find him. But anyway, so they eventually called the police, and police go and they check with security at the mall. Mm-hmm. Now, they've got about 100 security cameras at this mall.
Right.
And the police, instead of looking themselves, they leave it to the security people to go look on the cameras. They check three. Three cameras is all they check. They said they checked the ones that were at three of the entrances, and they didn't see him come in. So, he didn't show up on any of them, and that was it. Well, they check around. They end up that he was spotted by some of the employees of the mall. One of them said that he seemed a bit confused, but like we said, he didn't show up on any of the three cameras the security guards had, so they assumed he never made it to the mall. The family searched for him for 3 weeks. And we have to take a quick break from our sponsor, and I'll tell you what happened afterwards with their search.
Okay.
All right. Tracy, we're going to fast forward to January 27th. This is 3 weeks after his appearance. Remember, he disappeared on the 6th.
Yep.
A maintenance worker for the mall was doing some work in a very extensive fire stairway and halls that run behind the stores of the malls. I told you there was a bunch of them. There's about 8 miles of this.
No kidding.
8 miles.
Daggone it.
And by the way, this area has been described as somewhat of a maze with many sets of fire doors. He's in there at 8 a.m. Maintenance guy is, and he's doing some work. He looks down the hall and he sees something that he assumes is a piece of equipment. And he's thinking, well, that's an odd place for a piece of equipment to be. Mm-hmm. So he goes down there to take a look at it and see what's going on. And he finds Bernard Gore partially decomposed, slumped over in the floor.
Aw, Bernard.
He had apparently been sitting in that chair that was beside him when he passed away and fell over.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so let's get into how the hell did this happen. First of all, these stairwells where he was found were only checked once a month. Unless there was some kind of a fire alarm set off, they never went back there. This was only an escape route, basically, in case of fire.
So we don't even know how he got down there.
Well, we do. So now you go back to January 6th, the police do, and they check all of the footage from the cameras. They see Bernard Gore walk past several shops on the outside of Westfield Bondi Junction before he actually came into the mall. So yes, he did come to the mall that day. He walked in the mall, but they just didn't check enough cameras to see it. At this point, he's seen heading up to the fourth floor, and he went through fire escape door L407 at 12:50 p.m. There is no CCTV footage of him after he entered the stairwell because they don't have cameras back there.
Mm-hmm.
His white hat was found in the stairwell along with his handkerchief, dentures, a men's watch, a black comb, a glasses case, and a $5 bill.
Aww.
So you're probably thinking, even with some dementia issues, couldn't he still probably find his way out? Well, the door he initially went through, once it shut, it was locked, and there was no way to open it from the inside. I can't understand why that would be a case.
Especially if that's something to do with the fire.
Well, if there's a fire, you probably wouldn't need to be going back in there anyway. But if you can open that door and get in there, you should be able to open the door and get out.
Well, you should be, yes. I still don't understand why they don't have cameras just for that reason.
Right.
Like if somebody homeless or something tried to go in there for shelter even.
Right. So he goes in there, the door locks. But there were actually some doors that he could get out along that way. But he didn't try. Well, it's like I said earlier, it's like a maze in there.
Yeah.
There were employees that said, if you didn't have to go, like a maintenance workers, if you didn't have to go back there all the time, it would be very easy to get lost and very easy to not know which doors opens and which ones did.
Yeah.
This is a 71-year-old man with the onset of dementia. So think about this. As Mr. Gore was trapped inside, thousands of people were in that mall walking past him every day. and he had no way of reaching out to him. Forensics concluded that he had been dead for approximately 2 weeks when he was found. Therefore, he had lived trapped in that stairwell for about a week with no food, water, and thoroughly confused.
This is heartbreaking.
Obviously, police and the security guards completely botched this search.
Well, apparently, so I hope they did something to them for not checking.
The coroner said that inadequate search techniques and weak communication impeded efforts to locate Bernard Gore. They also said, he also stated that distress that Bernard must have felt after 12:50 p.m. on January 6, 2017, and the uncertainty and anguish his family must have felt those hours, days, and weeks that followed is unimaginable. It is hoped that the shortcomings that have been identified as part of this process and the lessons have been learned by the individuals and organizations involved in the attempts to find Bernard, and the recommendations that have been made following this inquest will mitigate the possibilities of another family having to endure such a tragedy.
I mean, that is so horrible, and it could have been avoided.
Absolutely.
And that's just unacceptable.
Well, since this incident, there have been many changes basically instituted as to how they handle mall security and missing person searches.
Yeah, like don't give up after an hour.
Yeah, I mean, I can't believe that they didn't even think to look back in those stairwells. I mean, that was never even a possibility. It all stemmed from the police passing the buck to the security people.
Yeah.
And then them only checking three cameras. Why would you only check three cameras? I mean, I understand what they were doing. They were just basically checking what they thought were the three main entrances.
Yeah. Right.
But he did show up on them eventually when they went back and looked. I don't know if it was one of the ones they checked or not. But they half-assed it. It's the bottom line.
That's really sad.
Yeah, it's a very sad story all the way around.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
Now, I try to give you a disturbing fact on all these. This one is, it's borderline. But we're going to point out that at one point, Bernard was actually in a part of the stairwell that was literally just feet from where his wife at the food court was waiting for
him. Oh, no way. Oh, my gosh. And just if he had that daggone watch that was working, too, that would have saved him, possibly. Yeah. Man. Maybe it's just his time to go, I guess. I don't know.
Maybe.
That's terrible.
Yeah, the story's horrible. And then it's, like I said, it wasn't that long ago.
Mm-mm.
And I don't know any kind of litigation. I don't know if the family sued the mall or anything. I'm assuming they probably did, and I'm assuming they also probably won. But I didn't even bother to look that up.
Yeah. But, I mean, if nothing else, to make them do a better job.
Yeah, it's not so much about the financial gain. It's about trying to – sometimes you got to hit a big company in the wallet to make them do what they need to do.
And then that's terrible on top of that, you know? And unfortunately, in this world, there's a lot of people with dementia. And that, to me, that is the saddest disease there is to me. Yeah. I mean, all the diseases are terrible, but, you know, I just don't know. I know, I remember we used to have a patient, I mean, this was years and years ago, and his wife would say, you know, you have to stay in the room with him because he will get out. I mean, he will get up and say, oh, I got to go because I got to go visit my grandchildren in Florida. And he did that a couple times. So, you know, at least there was a little bit, you know, you have to be careful because they just don't understand. And that's just, it's heartbreaking. But
well, and I think the worst part of like Alzheimer's and dementia and stuff is, you know, they don't understand. But to the people around them, when they don't realize who you are anymore and all that, that's heartbreaking as well.
Yeah, I mean, that started happening with my mom, you know. It's just, I don't know. Very sad.
So, anyways, that's the story for this week. I'll probably try to get back to some kind of a more of a haunting type situation next week.
All right, honey.
So, all right, guys. Hope you guys are enjoying these types of stories. I know it sounds sad to say, hope you're enjoying this.
Yeah.
But I just hope you're at least finding them interesting.
Yeah, true story.
All right. Love you guys.
Love y'all.